Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Maseches Erech and Daf Tesvav. We begin at the Mishnah on Yudalem Beis, six lines from the bottom. So here's another example of a flat rate system, which is not really linked, not really connected to the actual value of the actual damage that occurred. So we had one example, which is the Erechin system, the flat rate system, which depends on age and gender, unrelated to actual value of the person that you refer to. We have the flat rate for redemption of the Sadeh Achuza, irrespective of the farm's actual value. We spoke about Shor HaMuad. Here comes another example of a flat rate system. Ba'ines u'b'mafate l'hok l'ach merketza. So how does this manifest, this flat rate that's applied to Ines u'mafate, which can go either up or down? It can appear to be lenient or more severe than you would think, because again, it's a flat rate system, unrelated to the actual value of the damage that occurred. Ba'ines, a fellow who forcibly involved a woman with him, u'b'mafate, or coerced her, on which the Torah says there is a penalty payout, 50 shekel, and that can go up or down. It's basically lahakul lahachmer, can be more lenient than you would think, or more severe. Ketzad, why, how? Because it's not related to the actual value of the damage. Echad she'anas upitas adela shebekuna, whether this experience involved the most prominent of the Kayan family, ve'saktana shebistrol, or the most simple from a Yisrael family. So either way, irrespective of her status, whether she's the most prominent of a Kayan family or the reverse, nois and chamishim slaim, the same exact payout applies, 50 sela. And actually, that's only one of three payout elements. There is the knas, the 50 sela. Then there's something called boishes, for personal shame. And then there's gum, for actual damage, actual market value damage, which she loses because of the situation. And Rashi brings that Gemara Ksubis explains that we make an assessment. How much would a person be willing to pay to provide his eved with a maidservant to be with, and depending on that, right? So he would pay more for one that never had an experience, as opposed to this woman here. So there's a loss in market value, and that's the third payout. That's called pegam. So we're addressing the actual physical, pain, trauma, expressing the emotional experience, and market value. So the fixed rate only applies to the first of the three payments. That's the 50 sela payout for the physical pain, for the actual experience. But the extra payouts, well, that's fluctuating. That's hakoy lafi hamevayish hamezbayish. It all depends on the situation, on the identity and the status of the perpetrator and the victim. So for instance, if she's a more prominent victim, so it's more shameful, as opposed to a less prominent person. So that's in fact reflective of the actual circumstances. So the Mishnah is basically teaching us that there are three payouts for Oynes and Mepata. How do you know? Where do we find in the Torah a discussion about three payouts? The Torah speaks about 50 slime. Perhaps that covers all. Amai, why all these payouts? Ema, we can suggest a chamishim slaim that the Torah speaks about. Amar Rachmana, that's mikol milah, covers all issues, right? It's all included. Amar of Zeira, it's unlikely, because then it's going to generate an ironic situation. Younger people will say, well, same payment for the most prominent victim as the most lowly, simple victim. Yomer, people will say, Baal, he was involved with Bas Malachim, a princess, $50. Baal, he was involved with Bas Edyaitis, a woman from a simple family, also Chamishim, unlikely. So the only way to resolve this irony is that in fact there are additional payouts, and those are in fact reflective of the individual circumstances of the specific case. Only Abai responds, well, if you're going to work with that logic, so the same exact irony applies to an Eved. a shark kills an eved, it's a 30 sella payout. Well, Yomi, people will say, eved negev margolis, he's really a talented, productive eved. He works with, you know, diamond, a diamond cutter. Shloishim, pay $30. Eved oisa masa macha shloishim, eved was just a simple sower, needle, handler, so also shloishim, unlikely. So evidently, we don't reckon with that logic. The fact is that it is 30 shekel for the eved, irrespective of his talents and his profession. Elamar of Zira. I'll tell you what the irony is. If it's just one payout, irrespective of circumstance, and it's all in one coverage, so you're not going to reckon with her physical, with her status? Ilu bo'aleo, shnai. Imagine two men were involved with this woman. First, echash le'kadaka, the first follow the irregular way. Ve'echad kadaka, the second follow the regular way. So you're going to bill them both the same amount? It's unlikely, because there's a change of status here. Right? Yemis, people will say, well, it's an ironic. Baal paguma chamishim, the fellow, second fellow, who's involved with, was with a woman who already was pugumah, she was already affected, she already had that experience in the first person, $50. Baal shleim hachamishim, and $50 for the first person as well. Where at that point, we assume she was of a higher status. Her first experience. So it's unlikely. You have to say that change of status does somehow affect payout. Evidently. Although the $50 payout is standard, but there are additional payouts as well. And those are reflective of her status. Rashi explains the shame factor drops when it's her second time, etc. Amalei Abayi Savayi responds, well, again, the same exact irony you'll find by the Eved. Amalei Abayi Hach, if that's the factor you're worrying about, Gabi Eved Nami, same applies to the Eved. Yemru, people will wonder, Eved Bari, Shleishim. He killed a healthy Eved, $30. Eved Mukash Chin Shleishim. Likewise, the same 30 applies to an Eved who was full of boils and unhealthy. So apparently we don't reckon with this irony issue, because if so, the same question could apply to an Eved. So just like by the Eved, it's a standard 30, same with the who says it's any different here. By the way, the only difference between this second discussion and the previous discussion sounds like we're sort of repeating ourselves. So the Yeshidim Gubesis explains there's just a subtle difference here. The second discussion pertained to, you know, bodily factors. The Mukashchin, the health situation, and etc. Whereas the first discussion pertained more to talents and to status, but it's a very similar type of argument. In any case, Abaye sort of upended this whole argument. He says, well, what's your proof that it's not more than the 50 sella for the Onis Mafata, irrespective of the particulars of the El Rabbi? I'll tell you how we know that in fact there are additional payments. Amar Kro, the Pasuk, in presenting the $50 payout, says, Tachas Asherina. This is on account of the pain. They're specifying this is for the actual experience, but for the other ill effects, the shame and the drop in actual market value, that's on top of this. That's an addition. Hence, we know that there are three payables. Rava Amar, another pasuk, the Amakor, the pasuk says, "Benasan ha'isha shechi ima." This fellow who's involved with the woman, he has to pay. Now, why refer again to the experience? I mean, it's obvious. We know that's why. To point out that this payout is specific for that element of the crime. Hanal Shkiva, the benefit of the actual experience, that's what he's paying for. Chamishim, Machlal Dika Milsa Achrita. Apparently, there were other payouts as well. Umay Nidu. What else is he getting charged for? Boishes of a gun. Hence, we know there are three payouts. So, Enes Mafata pays out three times. One is the actual penalty, the 50 kasef. Plus the Bais HaBgam. Now the Bais HaBgam are fluctuating payouts depending on the situation, depending on the circumstances. whereas Chamishim Kesef is a flat rate. So this is by Oynes or Mafata who are physically involved. We have a fellow called a Moitzi Shemra. He engaged a woman. A while later he married her, and he claims that she had deviated during the engagement period, and she's deserving of severe punishment, misa. Turns out that he was just fabricating it because he disliked her. He's a Moitzi Shemra. He spread false rumors, false information about his wife. Once it's been discovered, there's a penalty applied to this person, which is actually double the earlier fellow. He has to pay 100 seller. And again, it's not really tied to the actual, you know, value of the circumstance. It's a flat rate. The Moiti Shemra, so once again, Lahaka Lahachmer can come out to be a Kula or a Chomer Ketzad. How? Echa Choiti Shemra Al Gdoy Shabaku, whether he badmouthed a Gdoy Shabaku, a most prominent woman from a most prominent Kayan family. Well, Tanashi Yisrael or a simple woman from a simple Yisrael family, the same exact amount applies. Nois and Meas Sela. In contrast to the 50 Sela in the previous Mishnah. What do we see from here? Verbal assault. Verbal. Avera is worse than a physical Avera. You know, words come from a higher place than actions. And higher than that is the machshava, right? The Chaim Volozhin, after Chaim explains, that's why a shoyge, a person who does an avera by accident, is not as consequential, it's not as severe as mazid, doing it willingly, because by mazid, aside from the action, there was a thought process involved, and the machshava of a person, he says, stands higher, is deeper, is more holy, more subtle, it's closer to the source than his words, than his action. So it's like a ladder, starting with action, on the bottom, a rung up is deeper, and a level up is machshava. So deviating with one's words, one's mouth, a verbal avera is worse than a maisa avera, nimtza. So we learn from here, haimer bepiv, a fellow who spoke ill, is chomer menaisa maisa, is treated more severely than a person who actually did something wrong. And that's why he pays double than the previous fellow. Likewise, v'chein matzinu, we find, you know, other examples, other manifestations of this concept where words are more consequential, more weighty. V'chein matzinu shalei nischatim gzardin, we find that the verdict was only sealed, was only applied to our forefathers back in the Midbar, ala v'asein shebe Midbar. So despite numerous issues, 10 in total, but what was the bottom line? What was the what sealed the deal? Elal is Lashon Hara, only because of Lashon Hara that happened by the Meraglim when they came back and they badmouthed Eretz Yisrael. How do we know that that was what sealed the fate? Shenema vayinasu oisi ze eser pa'amim. Look, it's been 10 times. Ze eser, this is the 10th time. This is the one Hashem says is going to bring about the punishment and lock you out of Eretz Yisrael. So we see the power of words. The positive and the negative, how consequential one's dibur is. So the first rise from the Moshe Shemra, that he pays double than the Oynes. So that highlights the power of words. Ask the one, how do we know that it's because of words? Dilma, maybe it's because he did something else worse. Dilma mishum de garam lo katalo, because he's causing her death. I mean, if they would have taken his words at face value, she would have been killed. If it's true that it turned out that she deviated, with your son, I take her to get killed because she had deviated, right? So that's why we come down hard on him, because he was trying to cause her this type of result. Amarov, amakro. No, the pasuk says the reason why we punish him is ki hoytzi shemra al besul as Yisrael, because of the bad reputation that he's trying to establish for her. Al shemra shahoytzi. So he's being punished so severely because of the shemra. Clearly, it's related to his words. And this is highlighted by the fact that in the Midbar, the punishment only came about once Lashon Hara was on the table. So you see, that stands higher than all other deviations, the eagle, etc. How do we know that that's the reason? My Dilma, maybe that was the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak. That's when the cup filled to the brim. So it isn't necessarily because it's more severe per se, it's just because at that point it got filled up on top of everything else. Maybe because until that point it still was not full. The container was not yet filled up. Hashem does not punish a person until the cup fills. So when the capacity is filled, then comes its tzarachas v'shal. Hashem has pointed to this event as the tipper of the scale. Now it's 10 times. This event is what triggered the gzardin. Tanya. Amar Blazman Parta. Okay, speaking about the Meraglim, we're going to analyze the psukim, the events surrounding the Meraglim. He says, look, Boyre, come have a look. Kama godol koyash lashon hara. Look how consequential lashon hara is. Minolam, from where Meraglim? What are they speaking about? Sticks and stones. Uma moitzu shemra al itzim avonim. Kach. Look how severe, look how so consequential is just a person who spoke about Eitz and Vavonim, inanimates, stones, trees, the land. Kach, look how severely he's punished. Hamoitzi Shemra al Chaver, a person does the same on a person, on his friend, Achaz Kam Kam, certainly it's all the more severe. Says the Gemara Mimai, how do we know that the Meraglim were held to task because of the Lashon Hara? Maybe it's because of something else. Dilma Mishum Dar Bachanim HaPapa. Damar. Rabbi Chanim HaPapa. Dover Gadol. Dibru HaMaragim Bais HaShoh. At that time they spoke very serious, they said. Which is, Dachsiv Ki Chazaku Mimenu. They came back complaining that the people in the land are stronger than Mimenu. Simply translated as stronger than us, Menu. No, instead of reading it simply stronger than us people, they were referring to Hashem, El Mimenu. Some read it Mimenoi, Hashem. Some say the extra Mem could have said Menu, Mimenu. It's coming to refer to something else, to Hashem, Chas v'Shalom. Kaviyachal, so to speak, even Balabais, it's a metaphor, a Balabais, a landlord, can't get in there. He would never walk in there to pull out his, get his appliances out. Even he's helpless. Balabais, in this case, Kaviyachal Hashem, Ein Yochal Hoitzikel B'Shem, he can't even get his stuff out of there. Basically, they were questioning Hashem's ability to help them overcome the inhabitants of Eretz Canaan. So, it wasn't just Lashon Hara, there's an element of lack of belief in Hashem. So maybe that's why they were. Elam Rav and Rish Lakish, a different pasuk tells us that in fact it was Lashon Hara. That was the focal point. Amar Krov, Vayimusu Anoshim. Focal point of their punishment. Vayimusu Anoshim, Vayitziyah Dibas Ha'aretz Ra'ah. Bamageifa, they died during the plague. And the pasuk refers to them as Vayitziyah Dibas Ha'aretz Ra'ah. Put bad mouth in the land. Al Dibas Ha'aretz Ra'ah. Their punishment was directed at the fact that they spoke Lashon Hara. Clearly, that was their main sin. And hence, we learn from there the severity, seriousness of ill speech. Tanya Amar Buda, Eser Nisyoines, speaking of which, so here come the 10 Nisyoines, 10 difficult situations, the 10 times that Klal Yisrael challenged Hashem. There was a lack of belief, there was all kinds of situations. Eser Nisyoines, Nisog V'Seinu L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it was a total of 10 Nisyoines that our forefathers presented, so to speak, to Hashem 10 times. Shnai b'yam, twice at the Yam Suf. Shnai b'mayim, twice regarding shortage of water where they complained. Shnai b'man, twice surrounding the man experience. Shnai b'slav, twice relating to slav, to the pheasant birds. Achas b'egel, achas b'dapar, one by the eagle that we know of, and one b'dapar, that was the miracle. The Gemara explains each case. Shnai b'yam, it happened twice along the Yam Suf, one on the way in and one on the way out. Achas b'yirida, achas b'aliyah. B'yirida, on the way in, the chsiv, it says, Hamiblein kfar b'mitzrayim. They were surrounded by the Mitzrayim, they were trapped, and they started complaining, why are we here? To die, we could have died in Mitzrayim, there were plenty of graves there. So there was a lack of, there was an element of lack of faith in Hashem, that Hashem is going to, save them. Bali on the way out as well, could Rav Huna ask for Rav Huna? Rav Huna, Yisrael Shabbos Adur, Yisrael that lived in that generation, they were somewhat lacking in their fullness of their faith in Hashem. How is that expressed? What does the pasuk mean? Pasuk in Tehillim. Vayamru al yam biyamsu. Vayamru means they sort of rebelled. Vayashim al man shemoy. What happened? Malamed, we learn, show Yisrael, Mamre, Moshe Shah, they were in a state of Mamre, they were rebelling, they were lacking in faith. And they were speculating that perhaps just as we made it through the Yamsuf, maybe the Mitzrayim are lying in wait on the other side. Vayrim, they're suggesting, Kishem she'anu oilu mitzad zeh, just like we're emerging from the Yamsuf right here on this side. Kach Mitzrayim oilu mitzad achar, perhaps we'll encounter the Mitzrayim on the other side. So they're scared. Maybe they're going to bump into their enemies again. Interesting. Taisa says, what do you mean? How's it possible? I mean, Hashem made a nay, such a grand experience of creating Yamsuf. Why would I even think that the Mitzrayim would have gone through the Yamsuf as well? I mean, how? So he brings an interesting explanation, and it's accompanied by this sketch, by this map here, in the Taisvis on the left side, towards the bottom. He says that in reality, they didn't cross straight through the Yamsuf. It was a semicircle. Interesting. So he came in, he says, on the north side of the Yamsuf. They circled around and came back again out on the north side, where the Mitzrayim were all along. That explains their fear. Look, we're coming out on the same side that we walked in. We'll bump into the Mitzrayim again. So it turns out, according to Tesis, that the whole experience of Kriyas Yamsuf wasn't to get them across the other side. It was just to, ultimately, the point was to drown the Mitzrayim and to show Hashem's, you know, supernatural powers and have them experience this tremendous Gilui Shekhinah. But it wasn't necessarily to get them across, right? In any case, that was their fear. What are we going to do? We're going to bump into the Mitzrayim again. Hashem turns to the ocean, the Sar Shal Yam, the minister of the ocean, the Malach. He says, you know what? Play Toitim Liyabosh. Play Oisim Liyabosh. Spit them out. The dead Mitzrayim, let them see that their pursuers are no longer. So the sea turned to Hashem. I thought we're going to have some. We're going to have a fest for the fish today. Is there ever a situation where an Eved receives a gift from his master and he has to give it back? And the master comes and takes it back. You already gave it to me, let me keep it. Hashem says, don't worry, I'll pay you back with interest. 1.5 times as much. Here it's how many? 600 wagons, 600 chariots? I'll give you 900. In the time of Sisera, when they came to attack the Jews, they were swept away by Nachal Kishon. It was 900. Hashem paid him back. Hashem tells him, Ani Nesna, don't worry, I'll pay you back 1.5 times as much as them. She says, great, but who's going to guarantee that promise? But I'm not going to come back to demand it, to claim it. What do we find in Eved going to his master and claiming his, you know, presenting a claim? It's not going to happen. I'm not going to. Almost, he says, don't worry. Nachal Kishon Ye'arev. There's a stream called Nachal Kishon. He'll be the guarantor. Make sure that you're paid back. So the Yam complied, spit him out, Miyad, immediately, Paltan, the Abashi, spit out the Mitzrayim to dry land. They all saw the dead Mitzrayim and it calmed them down. The Chsevayari Yisrael, they saw Es Mitzrayim Meis, they saw them dead, Asfasim. So we have two Nisyonis, one on the way in, one on the way out. Shnayim B'mayim. Two additional ones relating to water, Bemara, this place called Mara, Uberfid. Bemara, the Chassid, it says, they came to Mara, and it was bitter water, and Hashem told Moshe to throw in the stick, sweeten the water. Uksiv, Uberfidim, the Chassid, they came to Uberfidim, there's no water, Uksiv, and they complained, right? Shlaim, Beman, twice by the one, the Chassid, returned to the base. Al Teitzu, Hashem instructed, don't go out on Shabbos to pick the man, Viyotz, on someone out. That was a violation. And Atasiru, furthermore, don't leave it overnight. Don't eat it up and that's it. No leftovers. But Yisiru, and some people left over. So two more on the list. Shnai Beslav. Two more issues with the Slav. Beslav Rishon, Beslav Shleini. There were two times of Slav. And both times, there was an issue of complaining. Beslav Rishon, the first time around, says, Beshiftein al-Shirah Basar. Recall our experience in Mitzrayim. We had plenty of meat. We need meat. Beslav Shleini, the second time around as well, they complained about Safsav Shebekirba. There was some members of the community that complained. So we're at 8. The ninth is the eagle, as we all know, be'egel kadeisis, we all were familiar with that. As per the, you know, the Pesukim in the Torah, be'midbeparim kadeisay, as we know from the story of the Meraglim. Continues the Gemara. Further on the topic of Lashon Hara, Am Rabbi Yechanan, he quotes Mishum Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra. Ma'itachsev. What does the pasuk mean when it says Ma'itancha u'ma'yosef l'chloshen ramiya? Who is this referring to? Amar lei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is turning to the addressing the tongue, l'lashen. Hashem says, what more can I do to stop you from speaking evil speech? Look, kolay varav shalad mezukufim. I fashioned you in a manner very different than the other limbs of a person. All limbs of a person are zukufim, are upright, vertical. V'atom mutal, you're lying. You're lying flat, horizontally. And to get you activated, you need to go against gravity. So it makes it a bit more difficult. I'm inhibiting, trying to slow you down from jumping into something inappropriate. Furthermore, you're protected, double protected, with a double layer of security to keep you under wraps. Kol eivarav shel adam b'chutz, as opposed to the other limbs which are external, v'ata, you are mibifnu, hiding inside. Furthermore, el sheikavtel chashtei choymais, I protect you with two protections. Achashal etzem, one bone, the teeth, v'achashal basar, and flesh, lips, right? What more can I do to hold you back from being rash and irresponsible? Ma'yitin l'cho, ma'yisev l'cho, what more can I add? Can I loshen a tongue who speaks rumia, deceit and negativity? Amar b'yechna, mishum b'yesev n'zimra. In fact, kol ha'masapar l'shon hara, person who's involved in l'shon hara, kilu kafar b'ikar. So, you know, he's speaking allegedly, you know, benignly, not overtly showing, expressing that he's trying to badmouth somebody. He's doing it, you know, in a hidden way, in a tricky way, thinking that nobody is going to pick up on his intent, on his agenda, trying to badmouth somebody. Just stating some facts, just right. But Hashem is watching. And a person who engages in this behavior, pretending that nobody is on his case, kilu kafa b'ikas, as though he's denying Hashem's existence, shenemar. Asher amru lul shayneinu nagri, those who activate their tongues. So sayinu atan, itanu mi adai nanu. Where's the Adam? Where's Hashem? Doesn't realize, nobody realizes. Nobody's going to pick up on our evil agenda. In fact, what does Lashon Hara generate? Very well known, right? Negoyim, right? Negoyim by Mala generates a nega. Shnamar Meloshni Vasesarei Oisa Atzmes. Someone who speaks negatively about his friend behind his back. Oisa Atzmes. What is the Lashon Atzmes referring to? Uksiv Hasam. And we find the same word elsewhere, Latzmisus, which means, in Targuminen, as we translate, Lechalutin, for permanence. And the Lashon Muchot is associated with Nega, Utnam. We find a Mishnah, Ein Be Mitzara Muskar. The Mitzara Muchlot, very slight difference between a short-term, you know, quarantined Mitzara, the Mitzara Muchlot, or Mitzara is Muchlot, who's condemned sort of as a permanent mitzvah, long-term mitzvah, ela priya frima, two items which the mukhla does and the muskar does not. Priya is let his hair grow, frima is tear his begotten. We see the lashon mukhlat associated with mitzvah, which translates into latzmisus, which is contained in that pasuk about a fellow speaking lashon hara. So lashon hara leads to nega. Amar shlokish, ma'idichsev. What does the pasuk mean? Zois tiyat toiras ha mitzoyra. The following is the process that will apply to a mitzoyra. The word mitzoyra is a comprised word. Zois tiyat toiras. This will be the effect shel moitzi shemra of a person who is moitzi shemra, speaks badly about people and spreads false information about people. Amar Shlokish Ma'idachsev. What does the pasuk mean when it says imisha echanoshach b'loy lachash? Benis from the Balalosh. Right, the nechash, the snake, he bites without lachash, and there's no fellow doing the chanting to hold him back. Likewise, ein yesh on the bala loshen, a fellow who is a bala loshen, speaks evil, there's no gain for him. What's the connection between him and a snake? Says the Melosad Lavoi, in the days to come, miskap says kolachayus, uvoi says al nachash. So all the other animals will come together and stand by the snake and say, look, why do you have to attack people? You know, we're hungry, we have no choice. But you could have eaten dust. It tastes the same, right? The Pasuk says, right? Everything tastes like dust. So why do you attack people? Very often they confront the snake and they say, look, Ari duris vo'ichel, a lion attacks, eats, zeiv teref oichel, likewise a wolf. But you, ata maha no yishlacha, what gain do you have from killing people, from attacking people? Oimer lahem. So he responds, I was sent by Hashem, measure for measure. Who am I attacking? Attacking a Baal Lashon Hara, who also has no real tangible gain from just bad-mouthing people. What gain does a Baal Lashon Hara have? Person is involved in lashon hara, he increases sin, which go all the way up to the sky. The effects of the words rise all the way up to the heavens. He's fitting to be stoned. Regarding the baal lashon hara, it says atzmis. Elsewhere, we find a similar term relating to being stoned. Some sivavar chayu by yadu, they threw even stone. Be v'amar chizam rek kol masap lashon hara. A fellow was involved in lashon hara. Amar kadosh baruch Hashem says about him, I can't live with him together. Ein ani v'hu, me kaviyachal Hashem and him cannot live together. Ichoylon lode v'olam shnamar. As this pasuk says, meloshni baseser re'eyu. A fellow was involved in evil speech against his friend. Oisay atzmis. Giva Naim, Ruchav Leva, Ruchav Naim is a haughty fellow. Again, Loy Oysel Uchal. Oysel Uchal. And we learn Altikri Oysel, instead of reading it, Oysel Uchal, Ela Ito Uchal. I can't associate with him, I can't be with him. Ito Uchal. I can't be in his company. Viko the Masni Lo Algasi Ebrach. Someone applied this concept to the haughty person, as for this pasuk where it says Giva Inayim. Omar Rav Chizam Marukva. Kol Masap Lashon Hara, fellows engaged in evil speech. Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu Sar Shel Gehinnom. Hashem turns to the minister, the Shar of Gehinnom. He says, "We'll both take care of him. Ani Olav Melamala, I'll judge him from above. Va'ata Olav Melamata, you from below. Denenu, we'll both judge him and punish him." Shneimar Chitzei Givor Shnunim. Fellows involved in shooting arrows of evil speech. Im Gachalei Rishon. So, firstly, Ein Chetzei Lashon. The reference to an arrow relates to the words shooting out of his mouth. So we speak about a fellow who's involved in Lashon Hara. And Ve'en Gibor Ala Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chitze Gibor, the word Gibor refers to Hashem. Shnem Hashem Ki Gibor Yetze. So Hashem judges him from one side. And the Gachli Rishamim referred to in the Pasuk, that's the fire, the coals of Gehinnom, Hainu Gehinnom, on the other side. Amar Rabbi Chama Baruch Rabbi Chanina. As he fixes himself up, what's the remedy? What's the cure? What's the spiritual antidote to Lashon Hara? Im Tamt Chacham Hu, Yasub Betur. If he's a fellow who can learn it, Tamt Chacham. So how does he fix up his mouth and his tongue and his speaking abilities? By redirecting them to Torah, to words of Torah, which heal, which fix, which remedy. Shenemar Marpe. Right, the healer of the Lashon is Eitz Chaim, that's Torah, right? Vein Lashon Ela Lashon Hara. So the Lashon here we're speaking is about negative Lashon, and he's coming to fix it up through Torah. Lashon Hara Shnei Mechetz Shochad Lashonim, right? Evil speech. And the Eitz Chaim, that's Torah. Vein Eitz Ela Torah Shnei Mechetz Chaim Machzikim Bo. So that's if he can learn Torah. Vein Ma'aretzu. He's a fellow who just Ma'aretzu can't learn Torah. Yashpil Da'atoi. What's his remedy? How does he heal the illness in his tongue? Lashon Hara is generated by haughtiness, perceiving oneself superior than the other. Humble yourself. Inject a bit of anava into your life and start seeing things from a different perspective. Start respecting people and their actions. Yashbal daitish nemar v'salaf ba shavar v'salaf ba, which Rashi says mishem esulaf ba, he was entangled in bad speech. Shever beruach, break your spirit, humble yourself. Rabbi Achab, Rabbi Chanina, Oimer, Sipur, Enlai Takana, a person who was heavily involved in Lashon Hara, there's no way to fix that. You don't know who he spoke about. Shevar Kurs, David Ruach HaKodesh, David HaMelech, cut him off with his Ruach HaKodesh, Nemar, Yachros Hashem, has to be cut off and die. That's his Takana, called Sipsa Chalokas, Lashon Deres Doilos. Elamat Takanos Shalay Yavadi Lashon Hara. Rather, I'll present a preventative measure beforehand. What do you do to get saved from Lashon Hara? To protect against speaking Lashon Hara. Take that koyach adibur, that power of speech, and get it invested in good things, which will leave it unavailable, right, for Lashon Hara discussion. Im Talmud Chacham, if Talmud Chacham, purify your speech through Torah. Im Talmud Chacham, yasuk b'Torah, v'ma'ar ma'aretzu, v'zna ma'aret yashbal da'itai. Adopt some humility in your life, shenemar v'selav b'shevar b'ruach, which will prevent you from speaking Lashon Hara. Tana Dveri Bishmol. Kalam Sapa Lashon Hara. A fellow who's involved in Lashon Hara, Magdal Avoynes. It can generate the worst sins. Keneged Shalosh Averis. The three cardinal sins. Avoyz Kechavim. Vigili Arois Vichastam. How do we know? Ksivach Lashon Deres Doilois. We find about Lashon Hara. A reference to Medaberes Kedoilois, which is similar to Avodah Zarah. We find Anna Chata Hamazeh Chata Gedoyla. So Gedoyla refers to Avodah Zarah. Likewise, we find Gedoyla by Gilei Arayis and Shvichastam. By Gilei Arayis, Ksiv Eich Es Arok Gedoyla Hazoyis. We find Gedoyla there too, and Shvichastamim as well. Ksiv Gadol Avodah Minasay. Now it only says Lashem Daber Doylois. Doylois is plural too. How do we know it covers three? Gedoyla is Emotarati. Maybe it's just two. Two out of the three. Well, which one are you going to deduct? Hayim minag mafkes. Which one are you going to exclude? It says gedolos by all three, so you have to include them all. B'ma Rabban Eretz Yisrael Amri, they would say like this: Lashon Tlisoy. You know what the effect of a triple tongue is? Rashi explains. A triple tongue is the third element within this mix. That's the rachel, a fellow who's forwarding information, transferring, you know, personal stuff between Reuven and Shimon. So Levi is the one that's gossiping to Shimon about Reuven and causing a fight between them, causing hard feelings. Look, what Reuven did about you is Reuven said about you, right? So it can kill three people. Katul Lisoi. Which three? Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Hoireg. Lo'imrei. Ulu makabloi. Ulu imrim olav. So it kills the person you're speaking about and the person you're speaking to, Reuben and Shimon. Rashi explains because it's going to generate a machlokes between them. They're going to fight. And generate a serious fight, they can kill each other based on this information. And then the Goyli Adam will pursue the children will pursue this fellow who caused this whole fight, who caused our parents. You, boom. So Reuben, Shimon, Levi, all three can get killed through a single piece of Rechilus. I want to hear another explanation that you kill his reputation. When you speak about bad mouth a person, you're killing him. You're killing his good name. Amar b'chom r'chanina. Ma'idach siv mavis v'chaim b'yad loshen. Life and death in the hands of one's tongue. Does a tongue have a hand? A tongue can physically kill? V'chi yish yad loshen. Does a tongue have the ability to kill? Does he have a hand? L'milch, it comes to tell you. Yes. Ma yad mis, just like one can kill with his hands. Af loshen misa, likewise, can kill with his tongue. Kill his reputation. Smear his name. Imayad ain't a mizal b'samachov. No, so if you compare it to the hand, perhaps just as the hand could only victimize something close by, ah, flush, and likewise a tongue can only do that close by. Ainam a mizal b'samachov. Chetz shachad l'shoinam, like an arrow which goes far, far away. Well, even that's limited. Imachetz, if you compare it to the arrow, adarboim v'chamish mam, perhaps up to 40-50 yama, as far as the arrow can travel. Aflosh, and likewise his tongue is limited to 40-50 yama radius. Adarboim v'chamish mam, tamaleimar, no, shata b'shmaim piyam, up to the sky, l'shoim teach b'oretz, has a very far-reaching effect beyond the power of the hand or the arrow. Ask the Gemara. Okay, so just say this last pasuk, which is the furthest than all three. What's the Torah? Compares the power of the tongue and relates it to something as far away as the Shemayim. So why do we need that other reference to an arrow? Chetz shochet l'shen l'amalei. Kamash, from the pasuk is teaching us to cut the chetz. Here we see it has an effect, far-reaching effect, but it can actually kill. Kill like an arrow, that's the point. Once we have that pasuk, comparing it to the arrow that can kill, why do we need the third pasuk? What's that for? Look at the Rava, as Rava teaches us. There are two sides to the coin, right? Not just negative, the tongue can be utilized for good or for bad. They have a choice. Hashem gave us the power of speech, right? Can be used for good or for bad. Look at the Rava, I'm a Rava. The boy Chai, fellow wants life. Belishnei, you can accomplish it with your tongue, says Rashi. Yasev b'toyer, right? And the flip side is the boy Mias, he wants Misa, Mias, also Belishnei, with that same tongue. Rashi says, Yasev b'dirish tusin avol, get involved in silliness. So, hence the pasuk. And the lesson of Mavis, B'chaim B'mavis, Mavis B'chaim B'yad HaLosh. Okay, we should all be zeichet to use our God-given speaking abilities for good only. So we had the, first we had the Mishnah about the flat rate of Anis Mafata, in addition to the two additional payments of Poshis Pugam. That took us to the next Mishnah, the flat rate of the Maisi Shem, which is greater than the other ones. We see the far-reaching effects of speech and the severity of negative speech. We see it from the Shemra, from the Meraglim, where we learned that was the final deviation which actually sealed their fate to stay in the Midbar, due to the fact that it involved Lashon Hara, even on inanimates in Eretz Yisrael, called Koshkin. Certainly one has to be careful about speaking positively about a fellow Jew. Interesting, by the way, the Rambam, I think it's in Hilchos Deis, he speaks about the proper mode of proper behavior of a person. He says that you speak positively. So they ask on the Rambam, I mean, obviously, Lashon Hara, you don't speak, it's an Isser. Why does Rambam have to point out that you speak? So they say that, Lashon Hara is one thing. Okay, but sometimes it's not Lashon Hara, but it's not positive. Complaining, cynicism, criticism, that also should be avoided. It's a virtue on its own to be positive, to always look at the good of things. Because look, everything is an expression of Hashem, and Hashem is good. Hashem is creating all this. As chesed, chesed gomer. The whole world is predicated on chesed. It's sourced in chesed. Everything within it, what people do, what people don't do, people say, don't, it's all chesed. So having a proper perspective means viewing everything in a positive light, which is what Amunah is all about. It's all Hashem, so it's all... Okay, we spoke about the importance of speaking, avoiding Lashon Hara, and the negative effects of Lashon Hara, Kafar Be'ikar, Tzaras, etc., etc., etc. And ultimately, the point is, we have that power, or strong power, of Dibur, of Lashon, and if it's used positively, it can generate Chaim instead of the opposite. Tzlacha Rabba, all the best to you.